It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, WEKU Program Director. Jonathan from Lexington posted on our Facebook page, NPR has spent so many hours discussing who won the recent political fight, yet we have not offered up our own solutions or presented solutions offered by think tanks. Let's start compiling a list of cuttable items in the budget that make sense to normal people. Right before Obama won his second term, I would listen to Obama bashing on AM stations. After he won, I thought they would start discussing issues that they could affect, but not one change was made to the programming, and I knew it would be a long 4 years. Here's a comment offered with a donation from Richard in Lexington. I trust NPR News, period. I love your amazing array of programs such as This American Life, TED Talks et al., and Terry Gross and Bob Edwards. I'm even beginning to like that cooking show with Lynn Rossetto Casper. And finally, from the listener comment line, Brack from Lexington.
Yesterday is a perfect example of the wreck that was on I-75. It sure would be helpful when you all are announcing that you tell us about where mile marker 98 is. I mean, who knows where that is? I mean, is it north of Lexington, south of Lexington? Nobody knows for sure. And it would be helpful if you all would just add that. You know, mile marker 98, just north of or just south of the Clay's Ferry exit, whatever, so local people will have an idea of what you're talking about.
We're grateful for all the comments and glad to keep your identity anonymous, even when you leave a voice message at 859-622-1657. But we do need to know who you are. Send your email to weku at eku.edu. Our Twitter handle is at 889-WEKU, and that phone number again, 859-622-1657. Then be sure to tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on 889-WEKU.